and we see the bottom, down in the bottom.
Okay. Did they say that about the land?
Dirt colored water used to stand down in the bottom there in front of a household on the pavement.
The water would stand in there?
At the bottom over there.
What would you, did you have another word for that if water stood in it?
Well, they dug a ditch and, you know, drained it off.
Okay.
Well, it would stand there, it was long raining.
Okay, when they do that to get water out of there, they say, well, they're what the land? They're drained.
They drained it off. I forgot what they call them, people, what they call it.
A drainage ditch or canal?
Yes, and they dug those ditches to drain the land off.
Okay. And did they ever call that swamp?
Yes, swamps.
And what about marsh?
I don't know enough about that.
Okay. Low-lying grassland. You said that, you know, the cows went out to pasture. Did you ever have another word for that if it was rich land? Wasn't really good for anything other than raising grass. Did you ever talk about a meadow?
No.
They have meadows around here. Okay, what different kinds of soil? How would they describe maybe poor soil that has a lot of sand?
Yeah, they would say poor soil.
Okay. Remember any other words?
No.
What about loam or muck or gumbo?
I've heard of these sawmill folks talk about muck. I ain't been in no woods. I don't like them.
Uh-huh. What did the sawmill folks talk
about the muck, you know, down in the woods. I got a boy sawmill.
Yeah.
And be muddy.
Yeah.
And wear boots and things, but I don't know much about it.
Okay. And if there's been a real heavy rain and the water has cut a channel, what'd they call that?
It said cut a ditch through there.
Okay. And if it was maybe even deeper, than a real deep place might be called a, ever hear a ravine?
No.
Gully?
Yes.
Is a gully and a ditch about the same?
Yes. Be gullies.
And on up... how far, hey, you haven't told me this, Ruth. How many, have you traveled around a little bit, been to out of the state? Or?
Yes, ma'am, I've been out of the state.
Where all have you been?
I've been to Brooklyn, New York, 2-3 times. I got a son there.
Uh-huh.
I've been to Hartford, Connecticut.
Somebody got family there, too?
I had a niece to die, and his wife buried him up there, and I went there to the funeral. And I've been to South Carolina. I went up there last year to my grandson graduating the exercise. That's where Miss Ruby is, maybe a sister stay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a chance to see her though. But I've been out of the state.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you're maybe go visit this son. You said you have a son in Europe, son and daughter?
I had a granddaughter in Europe. No, I ain't going there.
No, I think that'd be fun.
Because you had to get on a plane to go there.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Not with me. I ain't getting on no plane. That's where my son wanted me to come on a plane. Last time I went, I told him, no, I'd ride the bus. I'd rather take them 13, 14 hours on the bus.
Getting a plane. All right. And did you say that a gully and a ditch are about the same?
Yeah.
Okay. And if there's just a, not perfectly flat, but there's just a little bit of a rise, you might say, well, there's a little
hill.
And what about up around the mountains when there's those little round places that are getting steeper?